That can't be right, Lando said. It's halfway to the core. How about a dead reckoning history?
Don't bother, Ahmad said.
Ben noticed that a glimmer of recognition had come to Ahmad's force aura.
It won't help.
You know where this is? Ben asked.
No, but I know where to look for it, Ahmad said. I think it's in an area called the Bubble of the Lost.
That doesn't sound good, Lando said. What is this bubble?
A zone of ghost ships, Ahmad replied. Many tug captains claim it's half myth, but it does exist. No one really understands what it is, only that going there is very dangerous.
As in normal dangerous? Lando asked. Or dangerous by Rift standards?
Dangerous as in no sane miner would try to work it, Ahmad said. The support cooperative gave up trying to extend the Rift mesh into the bubble more than 100 years ago. The beacons kept drifting out of range of each other, no matter how many the repair crews placed.
And where did the beacons go? Ben asked.
That's just it, Ahmad said. They weren't really going anywhere. The repair crews often found them in their original positions relative to one another, but the distance between them was much greater than it should have been.
And they were still functional? Ben asked.
Ahmad nodded.
Exactly. Seemed as though space kept growing between them until they were out of range of one another.
Like space-time being stretched, Lando said. Could there be a black hole in there?
Maybe, but only if it's a hole that nothing ever falls into, Ahmad said. Ships that disappear into the bubble don't vanish forever. They just seem to lose their way. They always show up again, eventually.
Define eventually, Ben said.
He was beginning to have a bad feeling about his chances of seeing his father again.
And how's the crew when the ships return?
Sometimes a vessel is lost for only a few weeks. The crew's usually shaken, but fine, Ahmad said.
Other times, the ship is gone for centuries.
When that happens, the crew's nothing but bones and dust.
So there's no event horizon, Lando said. The bubble is simply a big sphere of expanding space-time, with that weird space station at the center.
Exactly, Ahmad said. Except that I don't really know whether the station is at the center of the bubble or in some other part. I've never heard of it, so I can't be sure that it's inside it at all.
It's inside, Lando said. It has to be. The pieces don't fit together like this unless they all come from the same puzzle. My only question is, how do we actually find the station?
If the Krefts and their Mandalorians can find it, we can find it, Ben said.
For probably the 10th time that day, he began to expand his force awareness ahead of the Falcon. He was searching for his father's presence, of course. But this time, he intended to reach well beyond the Ormney, all the way into the bubble.
We might not be as smart as a couple of Kalumai, but we have the Force.